Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 3 Weeks Up Reviews. This is Courtney Tripp, your host. I had said that I was going to be doing a show for American Horror Story, and I am absolutely going to fulfill that. I had said last Sunday that I was not going to be doing any more soap reviewing, and so I will in the beginning of each show, but I won't do full episodes anymore unless something absolutely crazy happens. But I will tell you, though, that three pieces of sad news, that Freddie Smith, Melissa Archer, and Molly Burnett are all leaving Days of Our Lives. And for those of you that don't keep up with actors' names, Melissa Archer plays Serena, Freddie Smith plays Sonny Kyriakos, and Molly Burnett plays Melanie Jonas. And, you know, all of those are really good characters, and I'm really sad that they didn't utilize Serena like they should have. And so I am going to miss her because Melissa's so beautiful and talented, and it just really bugs me that they weren't able to give her a better story. And obviously, Freddie Smith, that's the one that's hitting me the hardest. So it's just really sad. And I was never a big Melanie fan anyway. So no offense to Molly Burnett. She's a precious person. And I just feel like they made her just too annoying. And that gives us hope that maybe Brady and Teresa will be able to make something work, especially with the fact that their son is finally back in the picture and we're going to be able to see the baby, and we already have, so that's really cool too. But that's all the soap reviewing that I'm going to do for this episode. So moving on, I've done some shows in the past. I've talked about reality TV, but I've never done fictional shows before besides soap operas. And so I had asked people on Twitter, what shows would you like me to do? And American Horror Story, of course, was one that one of the people had said to me. And I love American Horror Story so much. And it's one of my favorites. And I'm just so excited that they're coming back with season 5, especially with the fact that Lady Gaga is going to be at the helm and she's going to lead the entire cast. That's fantastic. But what I want to do is I want to go through each season. And for those of you that don't know what American Horror Story is, you're living in a shoebox if you don't know what it is. But it's this basically this cultish series that has aired on FX. If you're a Netflix user, you can go on Netflix and actually watch seasons 1, 2, and 3. Season 4 is not available yet. It just ended. But we'll start from the beginning. Mainly the cast members up until now, were Jessica Lange, Sarah Paulson, Lily Rabe, and some other people, Evan Peters. They had some really good power players throughout all the seasons. And each story premise and has pretty much the same cast, but they all play different characters. It's different stories like chapters. And at the beginning, it was American Horror Story Murder House. And it was a show based around this house. And it was haunted by all these different people that had died in the home. And a family moves into it. Of course, that's how most stories kind of start whenever it comes to a haunted house. They're moving far away, and they're trying to make it work, and their family's got troubles and all this stuff. That's basically what happened on season 1. And I'm not going to completely ruin it for people. If you've never seen it, you might want to just go ahead and just not listen to this episode. But Murder House was surrounded around by this family, and they go into the home, and their daughter starts having paranormal experiences and things like that. Well, throughout the whole thing, it's just kind of strange the way, you know, you would see past characters. And a lot of times I couldn't ever see the difference. You would see a person, but you wouldn't know if they were alive or dead because the house was so haunted. And it would come to find out that these people had been murdered in the home. And it was almost like this cursed shell, and they weren't able to leave the property. And so this young man, the father in the family is a psychologist, and he is dealing with this one patient. He's a young kid. He's about his daughter's age. And he basically claims to be this psychopath, whatever. And the daughter ends up meeting him and having these relationships with him, and, you know, all these kind of things happen. Well, the father says, please don't do that. He's a patient, it's not appropriate, whatever. And throughout the entire thing, all these crazy things start to happen that you realize that all these people really aren't there. Really, they're dead. And this one person was killing all these different people. And it, you know, it revealed who it was and everything. And, you know, turns out that, as unfortunate as it is, the family that moved into the home that the show was based around ends up haunting the house itself. So it was crazy. It was kind of hard to keep up with. And it's even hard to explain because it's one of those shows that you just have to see. Well, it was fantastic. I loved it. And then moved on to season two. And season two was American Horror Story Asylum. Now, Asylum was actually the first series, was actually the first one that I saw of the chapters. Because I'd heard a lot about Asylum. And I thought, well, if I like Asylum, I'll move on to Coven. And all this other stuff. Well, Asylum was a lot easier to explain. Like I said, if you have not seen these, I just really recommend that you don't listen because I'm all about telling you what happens. So in Asylum, it starts off a reporter wants to go in and expose this asylum, Briarwood, for being, you know, basically unfit and expose it for its bad conditions. Well, Jessica Lange's character, her name escapes me at the moment, was the head of the whole thing. And she goes in, Sarah Paulson's character goes in to talk about the cafeteria situation, quote unquote, but really that's not the truth. She goes in to get information of dirt on the place. Well, she ends up, character, and Jessica Lange's character is just completely crazy and physically abuses the patients. And she's all about being a devout Christian and all this other stuff. And so any time that they act a certain way, they get whipped and all these horrible things happen to them. They get electric shock therapy. It's a really violent. And unfortunately, that's how a lot of asylums were. It was not a very safe and fit environment. And so a lot of times patients were tortured and families were never notified and people would die and their families would just get the natural cause reasoning. And really, that's not really the case. And that's what happened in Asylum. So with the fact that she finds out that Sarah Paulson's character was trying to get information, well, she ends up getting admitted herself. And throughout the entire season, she's trying to get out of there and all this other stuff. And you see bits and pieces of each character and why they're in there. One character is she's a nymphomaniac. Another lives literally, he believes that aliens abducted his wife and all this other stuff. It's just crazy. And so the show itself was centered around that and their escape. And it was phenomenally done. And Lily Rabe, who played one of the sisters, she ends up becoming possessed by the devil. And she's just a phenomenal actress anyway. So whenever she goes in there and goes beyond her sweetness and ends up getting possessed by the devil, she just becomes this wicked character and she's just destructive as all get out. And it was just a wonderful season. And it was disturbing in a lot of ways, but it was still just so good you couldn't get enough of it. And then, of course, season three was Coven. And, of course, that was centered in New Orleans around a house that housed girls that had powers. And a young girl ends up moving in there, and they find out that their Supreme, Jessica Lange's character, was falling ill. And that was a sign that a new Supreme was fixing to reign over the household. Well, this is when Kathy Bates ends up joining the cast, and she is Madame LaLaurie, and she is she's actually a real person that lived in real life, and she tormented slaves in New Orleans. And Kathy Bates is just amazing anyway. So whenever she came into the cast, she was actually given a potion by one of the witches that did voodoo, and she ends up becoming an immortal, and it becomes in present day, and she's a part of the story, and it's basically centered around the witches and who becomes their Supreme. And who becomes their Supreme is, of course, I was so thrilled that she ended up being the Supreme, but A lot of deception, a lot of lies, and just craziness in Coven. Well, then Freak Show happens in season four, and this woman, Jessica Lange, she's always been the lead of the helm, you know, until now because she's retired and she's no longer with American Horror Story. But she ran a freak show and found all kinds of different people to come into her freak show And people, you know, this girl with two heads, and then this one character has three boobs, and then, of course, you've got Pepper, and Pepper was a character all the way back to Asylum. And Sheba, and then we had Maupetite. She was literally is the smallest woman in the entire world, and she was just the cutest character ever, and there was a lot of uproar when they killed her off. A lot of characters died in Freak Show. It was pretty crazy how many people died in Freak Show. And I never really got to finish it. I had gotten up to the point where Maupetite was killed. And, of course, you had the clown, and I can't remember the clown's name because I'm terrified of clowns and I try to forget. But I'm going to be finishing Freak Show. And then, of course, we got American Horror Story Hotel is coming up. And Evan Peters is returning. What is her name? Of course, Lady Gaga is coming back. And we have somebody, I believe, what was his name? He was in a previous season, I think, not 100% sure. For those of you, I don't know how to say her last name, Chloe Savini? I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but she was in Asylum, and she was the one that played the Nymphomaniac. She's returning to Hotel. My biggest concern was that I wanted Lily Rabe and Sarah Paulson to come back and reprise roles in Hotel, and that just hasn't been announced yet, so I'm kind of freaking out. But, you know, a lot of media attention has been centered around American Horror Story Hotel because of the fact that number one, Lady Gaga's right at the helm of everything. And so it kind of, to me, came off like Jessica Lange wasn't too thrilled with it. And obviously, she's a diva anyway, so she's going to have an opinion. But when she was asked during an interview how she feels about Lady Gaga being the center of attention on American Horror Story Hotel, she just kind of gave a really vague answer and just kind of laughed and brushed it off. Well, that was kind of, you know, a red flag for everybody else because of the fact that, well, will American Horror Story be able to hold up its weight like it's done in the past four seasons without Jessica Lange? And that's why it's so important that all the returning characters, the basis, come back, especially the fact that I think Kathy Bates needs to return and people that really were important. Evan Peters has always been important in the American Horror Story series. He's always played a character that was very, very important. And I'm glad that he is coming back. Now, with American Horror Story Hotel, a lot of times in the last seasons, it's been centered around people. Coven obviously was about the witches themselves, and then Freak Show was around the freaks themselves. Well, Hotel is actually going to be centered around the hotel itself. And it's like a cultish kind of thing. And I'm going to pull up for you just some information just so you can kind of understand what's going to be coming up. It's going to be centered on what goes on in a shady hotel. Let's see what they have to say. I want to read it from the actual pages so that you can kind of understand what's going on. It will do a radical overhaul for its upcoming fifth season. FX Network CEO indicated that although he's unaware of the exact details, the premise for season 5 will be changed to help improve the show. Now, whatever the hell that means, but he added that he loves the versatility of American Horror Story's anthology setting and that it allows the series to bring a new tone, setting, and cast of characters with each new season. Well, that's true, of course, but we like the same people to always come back. The fifth season entitled Hotel will necessarily undergo major changes as former lead star Jessica Lange will not be appearing for the upcoming season. Lange shared that she thoroughly enjoyed her stay on the show and was thankful for the opportunity to play four different characters on the show. As part of Hotel's overhaul, the show's producers have enlisted a strong group of actors to play lead roles in the series. Wes Bentley, who appeared as recurring character Edward Mordrake, that's what I was trying to tell you in the previous season, has been upgraded to a series regular to help anchor the show. Joining Bentley are fellow returnees Chloe Savini, I don't know how to say her last name, and Matt Bomer, who also both appeared in guest roles in previous seasons. Yeah, Savini was in the asylum. She played the role of an inmate named Shelley. Yeah, that was pretty freaking gross, the way that she went down. They've given no indications as to what role the actress will play in the new season, only saying that she will be a regular. And Matt Bomer, who was also a guest star in the previous season, will be put in a lead role, this time starring alongside series newcomer Lady Gaga. Bomer has declined to comment on his character's relationship with that of Lady Gaga. Production on the new season expected to commence this spring. The new season will debut on the FX network sometime in October later this year. And that was an article, if you want to go back and read it. It's on ecunews.com. You can go there and read that. I hate it when websites will have titles that I cannot pronounce. Am I the dumb one? I'm starting to think so. So I'm really just... I'm kind of on the fence about how American Horror Story Hotel is going to turn out, because I know that they're trying to revamp and make all these people new characters that were guest stars, make them regulars. I get that. But at the same time, it's just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? But at the same time, you know, people do get tired of the same old, and I get all that. But without Jessica Lange, it's just, it's something I worry about. And I am also... worried. I just don't know if Sarah Paulson will be returning. No. And see, you people that watch American Horror Story, you'll know what I'm talking about. Whenever you become invested in each season, you find yourself looking for that same person. And Sarah Paulson and Lily Rabe and Jessica Lange were my three top people. I was like, yeah, if they're not in the season, I don't want to watch it. But I'm such a big Lady Gaga fan that I just don't even care. I do care. But I'm not, they're really keeping the lid on this whole thing. And, you know, normally, I mean, I know that it's just the beginning of the year pretty much it's April. Cordy, shut up. I understand that, but up to a point, I'm like, listen, I'm going to need to know exactly who's in each season, because it's going to determine whether or not I'm going to watch it. And I do like Lady Gaga. I really do, but she has her moments where I'm just like, negative, let's just not. And I know that she's tried to clean up her act, and she's tried to do some new things. And I mean, not that she's not a talented person, she is, but whenever I think of Lady Gaga, I just think of weird. And weird, yeah, she's fantastic, and she's going to be great, and I know that. But at the same time, you know, you just kind of find yourself going, it's either going to be absolutely phenomenal, or it's going to be absolute shit. Sorry for the language, but that's basically what's going to happen. And whenever I, even remotely, if I look back on all the seasons, you know, they had diverse characters, and I know that Lady Gaga is a diverse person, and she's able to do things that most people can't. You know, she's able to have this versatility that a lot of people don't have, and she is a relatively good actress, even though I will say that in, in Machete Kills, when she, oh God, that movie was just so bad that I can't, the movie made her bad. The movie just made her bad. So I just wasn't feeling it. So basically that's what's going on. And I wish there was more I could say in terms of what's going to come up on American Horror Story Hotel, but that's just not the case. They just really are not providing us with anything that lets us know. And all, I mean, I knew immediately that whenever they announced that Lady Gaga was going to be right in the forefront of everything, I knew that it was more than likely going to be a fantastic show. And it will be. I don't have a doubt about that. But at the same time, it's just, I worry a little bit too much, I think. And, you know, with the fact that they're keeping the lid on everybody that's going to be on the season, is just worrisome for me, unfortunately. And I'm looking through things just trying to see if there's any more information that I can get for you guys. But there's just not. So, in all actuality, I don't really have anything else to weigh in on the whole thing, except for the fact that we have until October, and then we'll be able to figure it out. I loved Connie Britton, and she was in season one. She was in Murder House. She's freaking gorgeous. And she was in, she's also on Nashville, if you're wondering. And I'm seeing something here about a possible spoiler. Is Connie Britton returning for the fifth season? Don't get too excited. Calm down. I'm reading first. Well, let's see. Speaking to Variety, recently Britton revealed that she would love to come back to the show, but the only thing that is really holding her back at the minute is scheduling, as it gets a bit tricky sometimes. Connie has a massive role to play on ABC's Nashville, and with there being 20 episodes per season, good God, it's a bit tricky for her to fit in filming for American Horror Story as well, especially if she has a big role to play. Her time is limited, but we would adore to see her return to the show at one point, as she played a fantastic role in Murder House. Well, darn it. Let's just keep our fingers crossed there. Well, that's pretty much all that I've got to say about that. But for those of you that have obviously never seen American Horror Story, I've ruined it for you. But I still recommend that you go on Netflix and you watch the first three seasons. And eventually I think season four will be available on Netflix, just as the other three are. Personally, my favorite was Coven, just because I'm fascinated with witches and all that kind of stuff. Not that I do witchcraft or anything like that. And see, now you're going to sit there and wonder. But it's actually just fascinating to me. But I would go and I would watch all three seasons, see how you feel, and then watch Freak Show, and then decide. Now, I know some people that I've talked to that said, oh, I love Asylum. I hated Coven. Coven got bad reviews. That's something my brother said. I don't really see how or why, but that's what he claims. But you find yourself investing emotionally in each season in some way or another, and I'm more than likely going to go back and watch all of the seasons again before I watch Hotel. Now, one thing that you need to understand is that each season ties into another, and they're all connected. Every single, like Pepper is a character you see two and four. They will bring back characters, and she's never played any other character but Pepper. So, and Pepper was, I can't remember what condition she had. But she was a very, very important role for that show, and I'm hoping that she'll be back for Hotel. She was a creepy character anyway, but she had really good insight on things, and I just really like that character, period. And there's some people that you're like, there's no need for you to return. That's good. That's enough for me. But mostly the cast that they've chosen over the years has just been phenomenal, and I'm hoping that that season five brings that same dynamic that they've had in the last four seasons. And like I said, losing a powerhouse like Jessica Lange, that's scary, but I think that they can handle it. So I will be announcing what comes up on next Sunday, what subjects we're going to cover. We might just do off topics. We're just trying to feel you guys out and see what kind of things that you like, because as of right now, you know, like I said, I've retired from the whole soap reviewing thing. I keep up. I do. But at this time, I just really don't have any investment in it. But each week, we're going to let you guys decide what we talk about. And American Horror Story was one of the top things that y'all asked me to cover. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched all the seasons recently. It's been a while, but I was able to kind of give you an idea and basically what they've done with it. And my opinion is this, that American Horror Story is a cult classic. And what I mean by that, for those of you that have no idea what that terminology means, a select group of people that have certain ideas and likings. And, you know, it's just something that's really important in terms of in terms of entertainment, cult classics are necessary. I think they're 100% necessary because there are movies that are out there, they say, that's a cult classic. And people say, I don't want to watch a cult classic. Yes, you do. Weirdness is good sometimes. And American Horror Story is one of those shows, and it's something that you need to invest in. So go on Netflix and watch it. And then, of course, by at least Wednesday, I'll have announced what this coming Sunday's episode will be about. We may just cover several different topics. I'm not sure yet, but I'm obviously, you know, y'all are welcome to let me know what you're interested in, if there's anything going on TV. If you want me to cover a soap really, really bad, enough of you ask me about it, sure, I will. But I'm not going to do it on my own because of the fact that I just get bored with it. But don't let that stop you. If something crazy is going on, don't hesitate to email me, send me a direct message on Twitter. I'm still 3B Soap Reviews on Twitter, but the name will probably change shortly. Courtney Tripp TV on YouTube. Haven't done anything lately, but we're going to start doing more on there. And then, of course, you can like the page, 3B Soap Reviews on Facebook. So everybody that tuned in for American Horror Story episode and 3B Soap Reviews, thank you so much for calling in on this Easter Sunday. I know that a lot of you are with your families, but you're able to download this even if you're not listening to it live. So I will see you next Sunday at 5:30. I went ahead and aired this show a little bit early because I'm going to be spending some time with my family. Yay, Easter Sunday. So I will see you next Sunday at 5:30 at the regular time, Central Standard Time. See you later.